This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show. I'm Jack. This segment of the show is brought to you by Chrome Digital Labs. We still do quality E6 processing at our internet store. Go to Chrome, C-H-R-O-M-E, digital.com. And today we have an exciting guest, and I'm really thrilled. His photography is phenomenal. His name is Ben Cooper. He's 21 from Brooklyn, New York, now living in Daytona Beach in his third year of aerospace engineering at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. He's been a photographer his whole life. He has unique interests in photography, like shooting rocket launches. He started this in the 1990s, and when he went on his first trip to Florida, he developed a passion for it. And having chosen a university less than an hour away from where we launch all of our rockets down there, he has developed some pretty clever techniques of photographing these launches. And if you all will go to fotomall.com, in our gallery, you'll see some examples of some of his work. Welcome to the show, Ben.
To be on the show.
Hi, Ben. Welcome to the show. I'm happy to have you, too. And I wanted to ask you, how did you get started shooting these launches?
Well, as you said, I've been a photographer my whole life, and I've also been a space fan my whole life. And in 1999, I got my first opportunity to attend a launch. It was a space shuttle launch. And even before I left, I figured, you know, you want to capture this as I've been capturing everything else my whole life. And I did some research to find out how to photograph launches properly. That particular launch was a nighttime launch, so it presented a unique challenge. And I actually contacted somebody at NASA to find out, and everything rolled like a snowball from there.
The rest is history, as they say. But let me ask you a couple specific questions. Nighttime launches, yes, I can imagine, would be rather difficult. And what special techniques do you incorporate?
Well, nighttime launches pose a big challenge because even though if you've never seen one in person, a night launch is extremely bright, enough to blind you looking straight at it.
Wow.
But it so happens that pretty much every nighttime launch photo requires just about the same exposure. So you might actually say sometimes that nighttime launches are easier to photograph than daytime launches.
Amazing. Well, why launches? Why did you choose launches in the first place?
Well, launches are something that presents a very unique opportunity, a unique challenge. They're very different than most other photos. Every launch is beautiful, and every launch is unique in its own way, and you can capture a different photo every time. You know, I like the challenge of being able to set up a camera the way we do, which I'll describe to you soon.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Give us how do you set up your camera?
Well, for the so-called remote cameras, which we actually place at the launch pad, we have a camera which is attached to a circuit that contains a microphone in most cases. That's how mine are set up. And the sound of the rocket is what sets it off. But the challenge is we have to set the cameras up hours, even a day or more before the launch. And we go out to the launch pad, we bolt them down, protect them with weather, turn everything on so the batteries in the camera are essentially running for the full day, 24, 36 hours. And everything has to be set up beforehand, so if you don't get it right when you do that, you're not going to get the photo.
So the power of the launch, you really have to be a pretty good distance away from it, I would imagine. What would you estimate the distance?
Well, people don't get any closer than a few miles to a launch. In the case of the space shuttle, it's about 3 miles. But the cameras, you can put them sometimes as close as you want. Depends on the launch, depends on who's running the launch. But anywhere from a few hundred feet to a few thousand feet away from the pad.
Well, okay, so you're going to not be there. You're going to use a remote camera.
Right.
And okay, so what is the significance of the term remote?
Well, by remote, we don't mean remote controlled. We mean putting them in a remote location where no people will be at the time of launch.
Okay, so you're not there. And it's operated by the sound, so the blast goes off, the camera starts shooting. Is that how it works?
That's how it works.
Okay.
Basically, when we set them up, we adjust how sensitive the sound trigger should be. Rocket launches are louder than anything you can imagine from that close. So on my particular cameras, I usually set them sensitive enough so that only the rocket will set them off and there will be no false triggering from, for example, a thunderstorm.
Do you ever have any of them when you come back? They're blown over or damaged in some way?
Yes. Rocket launches are dangerous as far as the cameras go, and I've lost some equipment out there. When you're that close, the force of the blast and the heat from the flame can do damage. I have one of the lenses I lost was an expensive fisheye lens, and I came back to find not only was the camera knocked over, but the front of the lens had been pitted, almost sandblasted.
Oh, my gosh. That would tend to make you angry a little bit, you know. What do you do to avoid that in the future? I mean, what did you learn from that?
Well, I would have to say I'm not too angry about it because you know what you're getting into when you do this.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, as long as I get the shot, everything was worth it.
Right.
But in order to protect them, it's hard to protect the front of the lens during the actual launch. Most of the guys out there who set up cameras like this protect everything except for the front. You may have weather protection beforehand to make sure that no rain gets inside, but when the launch actually hits, you're up against the elements.
Yeah, well, describe the cameras. These remote cameras you're talking about, what are the brands, what type are they? Give us some information there.
My particular cameras are Nikons. The sound triggers are custom made. I don't know of anybody that actually sells them,
mm-hmm.
but I had them made. They include a microphone. Most of the equipment that makes them is some stuff you can get at your local Radio Shack.
And what type of Nikons are they?
I have various ones. I have a couple of Nikon N2000s and an N8008, which provide a different shutter speed.
Okay.
The film advance. Frames per second is what I mean.
Well, that brings up a good question. Now, are these film cameras or digital, and why?
The cameras I have at the launch pad are all film, but there's no specific reason behind it other than that I have not upgraded. I do shoot digital as well, but this is all from back where we stand miles away.
And that's what, okay, and that brings up a question. Is this dangerous? I mean, do you put yourself in harm's way at any time?
I do not put myself in harm's way, only the cameras.
Okay. So it's not dangerous. You're setting up the cameras. They're operated by sound on a remote basis.
Yep.
And with this enormous, powerful rocket taking off, you're capturing just the launch portion. How far up do you get in your images? I mean,
Well, you set the camera, you know, depending on what lens you have. If you want to get the rocket high above the launch pad in a dramatic, with all the smoke coming out, then you would use a wide-angle lens and put the rocket towards the bottom of the picture. But in most cases, you more likely to want to capture, right as it's lifting off, a close-up picture of the rocket, in which case you have about 3 seconds of opportunity to get the right shot.
And I've heard that some of your images have been published. Where have they been published?
Well, I shoot regularly for a website called spaceflightnow.com, and I also shoot for a very big magazine in the aerospace industry, which is called Aviation Week in Space Technology. I've been shooting for them for about a year now. Occasionally, another publication or website will come along, such as collectspace.com or space.com. And aside from that, I will get some offers after the launch. The biggest I've gotten so far was Discover Magazine. They put me on page one last year, which was
excellent.
Quite nice.
Excellent, yes. Now, did they contact you or did you contact them?
In most cases, I'm the one who gets contacted.
You get contacted. And do they offer payment for photographs?
Most of the places do, yes.
Wonderful. So since you're taking the images, these are your images, you're allowed to sell them. You own the copyright to them. Did you ever have NASA offer to buy some of your images?
Not by, but I have had some of my images featured on NASA websites, which is very flattering.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let me ask you, on the publication side, because one of the things that I like to talk about is marketing photographs, how do you disseminate your photographs? I mean, I know you have a website. Let's give that a plug. Launch Photography, right?
Launchphotography.com.
Launchphotography.com. And do you sell some of your images there?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, let's take a look at some of your images here. We have a minute or two. Let's go to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, which is my site for the show. We have you in the Hall of Fame gallery there. And the first image that you sent us to look at is one that looks like of some astronauts.
Those are the crew of the Space Shuttle Discovery as they head out for their launch last year. That's one of the things when you get to do when photographing launches is photograph other events surrounding the launches, and that's one of them.
That must have been exciting.
It's very exciting to get to see them on their last ride out to the launch pad, knowing where they're going.
Absolutely. And then pictured next to that looks like a nighttime shot of a rocket. And what's interesting about this shot is it looks like a jack-in-the-box on top. I don't know. Is that a face or is that just the design of the rocket?
That most rockets have some sort of sticker or decal applied to them depending on what satellite is on board.
That's interesting. And then the one next to it, of course, is the blast. And that was the powerful blast we were talking about at the very beginning.
That is the initial liftoff of the Space Shuttle last July.
I see. And when you're several miles away, as you are, during that blast, do you still feel the power of the blast?
It is so loud and powerful that you cannot hear yourself talk over it most of the time.
Wow, 3 miles away and you can still barely hear yourself talk. That's amazing. Well, when we come back, we're going to go through some more of your photos. Can you stay with us for a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
All right. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show. Syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords, correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
Introducing nomorewebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At nomorewebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want nomorewebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
If your four-legged family member has an allergy that just won't go away, then go to nopetallergies.com. Find out if Bicom 2000 therapy is for your pet. BICOM 2000 Therapy is a proven technology that's been tried and tested in Germany for over 28 years. It works by detecting electromagnetic signals coming from your pet's body, analyzing them, and modifying them into a healing signal for the body. There are no drugs, shots, or ointments. It's a natural, painless way of healing with no side effects. That's because it strengthens the patient's own defense and self-healing powers. Does it work? In one test of 154 patients with allergies, for 78% of them, all symptoms disappeared and had not returned 6 months after undergoing the therapy. Sound too good to be true? Then get the facts and judge for yourself by checking out the documented case studies for dogs, cats, birds, and horses at nopetallergies.com. That's nopetallergies.com. If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from sharppics.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to sharppics.com. That's sharpics.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, and I'm talking to Ben Cooper, lunch photographer extraordinaire back there in Cape Canaveral, Florida. And Ben was going through some of the photographs that he's taken. Looking through the photographs, Ben, the next one I wanted to talk about, it looks like you photograph more than just rockets. You photograph some of the people that come to these events. Is that correct?
Oh, I always try to photograph the people as we set up the cameras. I like to record the whole experience, not just the launch, because these are memories to last a lifetime.
That's a great idea, I think. It's also great when you're marketing photographs on an editorial basis. I would imagine some of your images would be very popular to magazines for space shuttle enthusiasts. And
yeah.
If they see themselves in it or if they see other people in it, they say, hey, I can do this. Ben's doing it. Why not me, right? Well, I'm looking at the next photo, and I don't know if that's a photo of you, but I see somebody setting up cameras there. You want to give us a description of what that one's about, the white boxes?
The one with the white boxes is a friend of mine who also shoots for Aviation Week magazine. His name is William Hartenstein, and he has his own website. And that gives you an idea of what it's like when we set up our cameras. We have our tripod. You pick out your spot, you lay your tripod down, and you bolt them into the ground there. It can be pretty cluttered because there are some particular spots which have the perfect view that everybody else wants in their pictures.
Right. What when you say bolt them down, I mean, do you actually drive spikes into the ground? Is that how you do it?
We literally, dog stakes and spikes get driven into the ground. You attach the tripod to them using string, rope, and tape. So that absolutely nothing is going to move them.
Yeah, it just seems like that with the power of the rocket, it would be difficult to get something strong enough to hold it down. And then the next image, we have a gentleman, looks like he's rigging his camera, and the shuttle is behind him. Boy, that's a great shot. And the one next to that one is the actual shuttle itself, and that's prior to the launch, obviously, on the side of the rocket. Is that what I'm looking at there?
You're looking at a picture looking up at the forward nose of the Space Shuttle Discovery, also from last year.
Okay. And then down below it, now is that a radar tracking antenna?
No, that is the New Horizons spacecraft, which is
really?
The first ever spacecraft to go to the planet Pluto. It just blasted off last month.
Wow, it almost looks like a radar antenna, but that's the actual spacecraft.
Yep, that is that. The antenna is the communications antenna to receive transmissions from there to Earth.
Wow, and it's all gold. I mean, that's not obviously not real gold, but it sure makes it a beautiful photograph.
It actually does contain some real gold. It's a thermal insulation and gold-plated. It's called Mylar or Captain Foil. Gold-plated Mylar tends to be a good thermal insulator when you're out in space with the extreme temperatures.
Wow, I'm learning something about space travel, too. And then you have a head-on-nose shot, it looks like, of the shuttle in the hangar.
Yes, that is, before launch, the shuttle has to be hoisted vertically and attached to the rocket boosters. It's done inside of an enormous cavernous building called the Vehicle Assembly Building. It's one of the largest buildings in the world. That particular picture is the one that Discover Magazine had on page one.
Wonderful. And next to it is the shuttle actually on the pad in position ready for launch, correct?
Yes, that's actually a time-lapse photo. That is the shuttle the night before launch when the launch tower, which covers it up while they service it, is rolled away from the vehicle.
And that arm that is sticking out over the rocket, that is that how they service it?
The arm that's on the top of the orange tank,
yes,
that is called the gaseous oxygen vent hood. It basically is where the oxygen fuel is vented off. Liquid oxygen boils away in the natural environment outside. And the other arm that you see sticking out about midway down, that's how the crew gets into the shuttle.
I see. Well, if you're missing these photos, go to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, and in our Hall of Fame gallery and on our front page the rest of this week, you'll see these terrific photographs from Ben Cooper, launch photographer extraordinaire. We're going to go to page two, Ben, because these are really great photos.
I see the
launch there, and it looks like a lake in front of it.
Well, Cape Canaveral is a wetland area. There's a lot of shrubs and lakes and ocean inlets. This is one of my favorite photos. Most of these are from the shuttle launch last July, mm-hmm. And it was my intention to get just a beautiful shot with the wilderness and the reflection and everything that just shows the beauty of a particular launch.
Yeah, and the reflection really makes it extra special. Well, Ben, sorry we're out of time. I could look at these forever. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Be sure to go to launchphotography.com and look at more of Ben's photography. And it'll be on Photomall, FOTOMALL, the rest of the week. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you struggle with quality when it comes to your product shots or would like to bring them in-house to save money, consider Photosimile. This PC-controlled photography studio is like having a professional photographer on staff. In fact, in seconds, anyone can use Photosimile to obtain professional photography results. The controlled lighting environment inside of the light box yields shadow-free images that are perfect for websites, online auctions, product catalogs, and more. Simply place items in the light box, preview them on your monitor, and click Snap in the Photosimile software to take a picture. Images are automatically sent from camera to PC via USB for immediate viewing, editing, and saving. Photosimile also features watermarking, annotation, and batch saving capabilities. To learn more about Photosimile and how you can take product pictures like a pro, go to photosimile.com. That's photo, S-I-M-I-L-E.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'd like to tell you about an excellent website and service I've used. The site is sutlaw.com, and it's the site for the Sutton Law Center. It features great free information on corporations, asset protection, and estate planning. When I finally decided to incorporate my business and protect my real estate, I used the Sutton Law Center. The attorneys and paralegals were great and clearly helped me through every step of the process. Now I'm saving on taxes and my assets are protected. You really should check them out. Visit sutlaw.com. That's S-U-T-L-A-W.com. Or call 800-700-1430 for free information. The Sutton Law Center is affordable, professional, and knowledgeable. Garrett Sutton, the firm's lead attorney, wrote the book Own Your Own Corporation as one of Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad advisors. So take my word and visit sutlaw.com or call 800-700-1430. You can start protecting your assets and saving on taxes today.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
The day is coming that everyone will have their own website for their personal use, organization, or small business. .WS is a new top-level domain name, which will soon be the preferred alternative to .com. .WS stands for website. Reserve a .WS domain name and build your own website using simple point-and-click templates. Your website comes with 10 email addresses and the right to be a global .WS registry, which means you can sell .WS domain names and websites to others. WS has plenty of great domains left. Sound too good to be true? We're happy to prove it with a free 7-day trial. Log on to www.wearews.ws and take us for a test drive. After reserving a domain name and building your own website in minutes, use our free custom email marketing program to let others join the new internet land rush. That's wearews.ws.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack. This segment of the show is brought to you by Photosimile.com, home of your PC-controlled studio in a box. Go to Photosimile, that's PHOTOSIMILIE.com. Now, stand by for news.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire. TXU Energy is commemorating Black History Month with the exhibition of Behold the People, part of the R.C. Hickman photograph collection, permanently on display at the University of Texas at Austin Center for American History. TXU Energy has made the exhibit available to the Dallas community from February 17th through April 23rd, 2006, at the African American Museum at Fair Park. The R.C. Hickman Photographic Archive features primarily 4-inch by 5-inch negatives created in the 1950s during Hickman's employment with the Dallas Star-Post and the Express. The archive also includes Hickman's freelance work for Jet Magazine and photographs documenting school segregation for NAACP court cases. A new survey entitled American Wedding Study 2006, conducted by the Condé Nast Bridal Group, reveals that the average amount spent on weddings has increased to $27,852, up nearly 100% since 1990, when the average cost was $15,208. The top growth categories in wedding details that have accelerated the most since 1999 include photography and video services, which has gone from an average cost of $1,263 in 1999 to $3,509 in 2006, a 178% increase. Chicago Tribune correspondent Cam Simpson and photographer Jose Moore won on Monday the 2005 George Polk Award for International Reporting for a two-part series that exposed forced labor and human trafficking in privatized U.S. military support operations in Iraq. The Tribune investigation, Pipeline to Peril, had Simpson and Moore retrace the journey of 12 Nepalese men from the Himalayan Kingdom to the Middle East. Their account, originally published in October, was based on interviews with scores of people, including victims' family members in Nepal, as well as job brokers there and in Jordan. This has been Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire.
Welcome back, and that was the news. Next up, we have the Managing Director of Autry Technologies. Autry manufactures a line of unique PC-controlled digital photography studios under the brand name Photosimile. Actually, they're one of the sponsors of the show and the segment. And so I'm happy to have on the show the Managing Director, Sam Scherer. Hi, welcome to the show, Sam.
Hi, Jack. How are you today?
Hey, I'm great. And I just was looking, you know, I look at your product quite a bit because it's just such a unique and a terrific product. It's been around for quite a while. Actually, how long has it been around?
We came out with our studios in, I think, February of 2003, and we made our first sales in the United States in March. No, not March. May of 2003.
May of 2003. And you've kind of... Your product has changed over that time period, has it not?
Yeah, when we first came out, we launched a studio that was about 24 inches by 24 inches by 28 inches. And then just this past year, we came out with a smaller studio for coins and jewelry photography. And for smaller items, that's about 17 by 17 by 20. And we named that one Photosimile 100. So right now we've got a couple different studios, Photosimile 100 and Photosimile 200. And then our software that basically controls the studios and the cameras that are in use with the studios is just constantly evolving and getting better.
And these studios, what exactly makes them different? And why is it that you can get such terrific photographs with them?
Well, each of our studios, it's basically the combination of the components. We have a light box, which I just mentioned comes in a couple different sizes, and also the light box is connected to the PC, mm-hmm. and we have software running on the PC that controls the features of the light box, as well as any connected digital camera that's compatible with our software. Right now we're compatible with about 35 different cameras from Canon and Olympus. And how it works is just our software makes the software with the controlled lighting environment makes the whole process of getting and taking shadow-free and color-accurate pictures very simple and easy. All the user essentially has to do is push their mouse to the preview button. They hit preview, and that puts the camera in video mode. And that's going to give you a real-time preview of what the camera sees inside of the light box right on your monitor screen. Then we've got four commands, just zoom in, zoom out, rotate, and crop that you can use to compose the picture. Then when you're ready, you just hit snap. That tells the camera to take the picture, and it's automatically sent right to your monitor screen within about 5 or 6 seconds for viewing or editing or just saving, using it for websites, catalogs, however images are used today.
So, and then once you've got the image and you put it on your screen, you can manipulate it in Photoshop or anything else you would like to do, add text?
Exactly. Once you've got the images, we do have an image annotation feature that a lot of the companies use to quickly just write on the image and then send that image using our send feature. And that's really nice for enhancing business communication up and down the supply chain. We have a lot of different shoe manufacturers where the designers are located here in the United States or in Europe, and all the manufacturing is taking place back in Asia, and they utilize that feature quite a bit to save time and to be able to communicate more effectively. As you also mentioned, we have a feature called the application link, so that once you've taken the pictures, you can also export them out to any third-party image editing program that you're most familiar with.
You know, I'm going to have our senior photo editor come on, Mr. Jim Motke. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jack. Hi, Sam.
Hi there.
I know Jim has questions for you. Jim?
Oh, I always have questions.
Sure.
First, Sam, I just wanted to ask you sort of a technical thing. Does it work with digital SLRs? Because you mentioned that video thing, and I just wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good question. Right now, our studios do not work with digital SLRs, and at least I should say it this way. You can use a digital SLR with our light studio to take pictures from the top down or through the front door to get the shadow-free pictures easily, but you'd have to download those pictures yourself in the traditional manner. Our software, if you're using it with a compatible camera, will do all of that for you and just makes it much easier to take the pictures.
It really seems easy. I was looking at your tour on your website at photosimile.com, and it did. I think it's a fantastic idea because simplification is what we really need when we're trying to pump through these items.
Sure. The thing about our studio is that it can be used by both the professionals who are using the digital SLRs, and they just need a consistent lighting environment that produces shadow-free images, as well as the amateur photographers that are, you know, they may not even be a photographer. They may just be a business owner that realizes that they need to get some pictures up onto the website that are shadow-free, that are competitive, that look great, and they may not have a lot of knowledge on how to do that, and with our product, they don't really need a lot of knowledge. We've controlled a lot of the variables, starting with controlling the lighting, and then the software makes it extremely simple to create these images without any, you know, a priori photography knowledge.
And they
that's fantastic. Yeah, so many people get a digital camera, whether they're you know, photographing products for selling on eBay or anything else, and they kind of get sideswiped. They really don't know how much and how difficult and complicated it can be on the back end.
That's very true.
Software. So the other question I just had was, if you had any, you know, do you notice people doing things wrong technically? Is there still a few tips that you have for people when they're taking pictures?
Sure. Our product does, I mean, it comes with photography tips that are laminated so people can tape them right to the side of the studio or keep them nearby. People also have the option, we have free technical support, free software upgrades, and a one-year warranty in our product. So if you're taking a picture and you feel that it could be better, but you may not have the knowledge or the know-how how to make it better, you can always give us a call, send us the picture, and we can help you brainstorm that. And we do that a lot because our product fits into so many different industries. And you'd be surprised that
That would be a good question. What kind of companies and industries are currently using Photosimile?
Well, wherever a picture is needed, I think we have a box.
It'd be like jewelry and
sure. Some of the industries. I mean, eBay is a big industry for us. Mm-hmm. A lot of our sales also go to website developers and graphic artists, people creating obviously websites and product catalogs, brochures. We have a big segment of our studios to get sold into basic research institutions, whether it's for medical or forensic or even academic research. The consistency of our studio and the lighting really helps out with creating a standard environment that the researchers can use.
We actually put some of the images up at Photo Mall for people to look at, and I was just going to ask you, looks like you have three photographs of a camera.
Mm-hmm.
You want to give us a description there of what we're looking at?
Sure. Basically, when you're doing product photography, and what we mentioned earlier is that a lot of people feel overwhelmed when they buy a digital camera and they feel really empowered, but when they start taking pictures of products and comparing their results with what they see online these days, there's a big gap sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've shown there is taking a picture of that camera, the first one is if you're using a flash. And what happens when you get a flash picture is often the flash will leave hot spots on the item. And that's what we can see in the first picture. The second shot is basically, okay, I've learned something, I'm going to turn off the flash, and what you see then is you get a more natural light picture, but there's large shadows, and things seem a little bit darker because you've then got a control. Maybe the automatic settings on your camera aren't ideal for that lighting environment. But then the third one is taken with our studio, and you can notice that there are absolutely no hot spots. There's no shadows. The background is evenly lit. It's just a very professional studio, or a very professional picture that could be used quickly and easily on a website or for a product catalog.
And these come in various different sizes, don't they?
Yes, they do. We have a PhotoAssembly 200 is our larger studio, and that one's been out for 3 years now. That one's 24 by 24 by 28 inches. And we have a smaller studio, PhotoAssembly 100, which we just created and released about last August. That one's 17 by 17 by 20.
And would you say this product was created more for professionals or for amateurs?
Well, we have sales from both of those groups, but mm-hmm. I would say that the majority of our users are amateurs, then, you know, small businesses or departments within large businesses that need to take pictures and use them for business communication.
I think that every company has a need for a product like this. If you're taking photographs, especially if you have products that you're selling on the web or you need to create brochures, and I just find this product fascinating, especially the fact that it's PC controlled. I think it gives you better images than what you would get any other way, and I really compliment you. If you're interested in purchasing one, where would you go?
Well, we have reseller relationships with B&H Photo, Publishing Perfection. You could pick it up at Amazon.com, and we also sell direct as well. But you'll probably get a little bit better of a price if you purchase through one of our dealers.
Okay, and and your website, if they want more information about the product, they can go to which website?
Photosimile.com, okay. And that's PHOTO. And then SIMILE, photosimile.com.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the show and giving us that description. It was a great job, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you much. I'm glad to be here.
Nice to see you, Sam.
You too.
Okay, Jim, we're up next. And when we come back, we're going to have Jim Motke, founder of BetterPhoto.com, with some photo tips right here on Shutterbug Magazine Radio, syndicated by Brain Food Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you feel like the competition is gaining on you? Do you feel unable to keep up with the latest legal, financial, and business strategies? I do. We all do. Life is hectic. Time is precious. That is why it is my pleasure to inform you of a very special free offer. The Success DNA Business and Personal Wealth Report features brief and informative articles needed for business and personal success. It contains excellent discounted offers for valuable products and services, and it informs you of upcoming guests and topics on the Entrepreneur Magazine Legal Show, hosted by attorney and best-selling author Garrett Sutton. And best of all, the Success DNA Business and Personal Wealth Report is absolutely free. You only need to visit successdna.com to sign up. Twice a month, you'll receive a confidential e-newsletter containing useful information that will make you money and keep you in the game. Sign up today at successdna.com. That's successdna.com.
Choosing the right franchise is a critical step for anyone looking for an efficient and profitable road to business ownership. Knowing where to begin the process of finding the right franchise can be a daunting task. So if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business but don't know where to start, remember this name, FranChoice. FranChoice provides a free service to prospective franchise owners. The FranChoice consultation process can save you both time and money in your search, provide you with intelligent choices based on your goals and preferences, and best of all, it's free to you. Our franchise experts will gather information about you, including your experience, goals, and desires for franchise ownership, arrange a confidential consultation, and develop a personalized model for use in evaluating franchise opportunities. Visit our website at www.franchoice.com. Find your perfect business match at franchoice.com. That's franchoice.com. FranChoice. Our mission is helping people realize their dreams.
Hard work, dedication, eating, breathing, and living a dream every day. Pushing harder, taking risks when others won't. Being fearless, being a leader, inspiring yourself, inspiring those around you. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Our readers know. For nearly three decades, Entrepreneur Magazine has been the nation's leading resource for starting and growing a small business. Concise, hands-on advice so you can get in, get out, and get back to business. Expert columnists cover the latest in technology, money, management, and marketing with products, services, and strategies for running better businesses. is. Visit Entrepreneur.com, the leading small business portal on the web, where you'll find over 100,000 pages full of information to help you stay ahead of your competition. We also invite you to listen to our full lineup of Entrepreneur radio shows covering franchising, e-biz, home biz, legal issues, sales and marketing, product sourcing, and more. To subscribe, log on now to Entrepreneur.com. That's Entrepreneur.com.
They say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Since email is the number one form of communication these days, it just makes sense that every email you send looks professional and promotes your company, website, products, and services. We are EmailThatSells.com, and our revolutionary on-letterhead system makes every email you send look like your company's letterhead, website, and marketing materials rolled into one, plus direct links back to your information. Small businesses look better than the big guys. Make your email stand out from the rest. To see what one of our emails actually looks like, log on to EmailThatSells.com and request a sample email. Or take us for a free 30-day test drive. That's how confident we are that you will see the results within the first 30 days. Think of how many emails you send each day. Log on to EmailThatSells.com. The domain name says it all. EmailThatSells.com.
Internet radio, the fastest growing media of all time. You logged on for education or entertainment. Did you ever consider internet radio for your own company? Introducing Corporate Internet Radio. Broadcast to the entire globe or make use of our newest offering, private broadcasts with PIN access and tracking. Use Corporate Internet Radio for internal communications, training, sales channels, or partners. Replace boring conference calls or expensive web conferencing with WS Radio's private broadcasts. Companies like IBM and the United Postal Service have had amazing results with our system. Best of all, we turnkey everything, from production to streaming, archiving, PIN access, and tracking. Imagine the possibilities. To experience for yourself, log on to CorporateInternetRadio.com, click on the free membership button, and type in CIR. That's CorporateInternetRadio.com, access code CIR. Leave your competition in the dust.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack. This segment of the show is brought to you by SharpPix.com, home of the Deflector. For great product shots in a snap, go to SharpPix.com. The team here at WS Radio Network is very excited because we are now able to provide special offers and discounts and prizes. We have something for everyone. Be sure to go to clubwsradio.com. And next we have our good friend, Mr. Jim Motke, up there in Washington State, soon to celebrate his 10-year anniversary for betterphoto.com. Hi, Jim.
That's right. Isn't that so fun?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Should we make the announcement now or should we wait? All right, where are you going to have this big celebration, Jim?
Well, we're going to have a really fun time up at the Space Needle.
The Space Needle.
You're going to be there.
I'm going to be there? Oh, man, I'm so glad you told me. We're going to the Space Needle.
March 10th, we're actually going to be celebrating the 10 years for the whole month of March. Even actually, we're going to go through the whole year. But on March 10th itself, you and I are going to do a show on Friday from the Space Needle.
And we're going to be out there on the outer deck, and you're going to take some pictures, and we're going to put them up on the website for people to see.
I'll be hanging off the side.
Let's don't get in trouble before we get started, Jim.
Yeah, we better not. I think I'll stay inside the observation deck. But that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
Well, what about the show today? What kind of tips can we have?
Oh, great show. Man, it was so fun. And I thought Ben's images and thoughts were so amazing. But let's talk about product photography a little bit because I don't think most people will be taking pictures of rockets, even though it's so fun.
Yeah.
But a lot of people might be taking pictures of products or small items like that.
Right.
And so just real quick, we'll go through three simple tips. The first one is real easy. You got to keep it sharp, and therefore you use a tripod. Many people just may resist this and just grab that camera and hand hold it. But the use of a tripod is a tremendous tool for two reasons. One, you get sharp pictures, and two, you kind of can set up this production line thing, like Henry Ford, you know, running the conveyor belt along.
Production line, what do you mean? Like?
Well, like, you know how Henry Ford used to build cars? I mean, he invented the system where...
I wasn't there, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid...
Come on.
No, really, though, when you're taking pictures of products, you have to be thinking simple. And whenever you're doing three different things, for example, at one time, it's going to be inefficient. So if you just do one thing at a time and just crank those products through. You know, Sam talked about people feeling overwhelmed, and that's what you want to do. You want to set up a system where you got your little studio going, and you have your camera on your tripod, and you're just cranking them through. And then the next thing that's more important is he hinted at you want to avoid flash. You want to avoid that on-camera flash because it's just too harsh. It's too hot. You want soft light. And if you happen to get one of these photo similes, that's a great tool.
Sure.
But if you don't, you can maybe use outdoor light on an overcast day, for example. And then the third tip is you really got to watch your background. Make sure that, you know, so many eBay products that I see are taken, you know, on the carpet with other stuff in the background in the living room, and it don't look so good.
Yeah.
So, you know, change that around. Get a white seamless backdrop. Or, again, that photosimile product really has it all worked out. They got a production line thing, and they use nice, soft light. And they have a simple background.
Yeah, for small products, I think that's the way to go, really.
Yeah, well, you know, I had the question, too, of, well, what can you do about big products? And I looked at their website, and you can kind of, you know, arrange it so that, you know, you just sort of point the camera in a different direction if you're photographing something like a bike.
Mm-hmm.
One point I wanted to make was that for people who are listening to the show and looking at the picture, Sam mentioned that the first picture was too flashed. And actually, the pictures were out of order, so that was picture 6.
Oh, okay.
Just so people know picture 5.
Picture five, okay.
Too flashed, and then picture 1 goes into the too shadowy, and then picture 3 looks really good.
And on the hot spots, what he was really talking about is when something is washed out because of the flash, right?
Exactly. People often don't know what we mean when we say washed out highlights or dark shadows, but... Yeah, when you got a light that's too harsh, it produces these totally white spots and there's no detail, and it's not a good way to sell your product because people can't really see the details.
Yeah, I mean, it might be good in some cases, like if there's a dent or something, but other than that...
Yeah, other than that, you really want it to be as soft and beautiful and complimentary as possible.
Absolutely, you want that product to sell. Well, Jim, as usual, great job, good
tips.
Thank
you.
And I'm looking forward to
this. eBay Live, too.
Yes, eBay Live and the Space Needle on March 10th.
That sounds great.
Okay, Jim, we'll talk to you next week, too.
Thanks, Jack.
You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the deflector from sharppics.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to sharppics.com. That's sharpics.com.